Well, if you're looking for some good news about the Seattle real estate market, you could forget it. Tim Ellis at Seattle Bubble, a real estate blog, is joining us live now on the Como Newsline. Okay, Tim, what are you telling us? We aren't done yet with housing prices dropping?
Well, my personal view is that we probably have maybe another 10% to go, but the story that I posted yesterday was, I thought was interesting, is Goldman Sachs is predicting another 22% drop in the next 2 years.
22% drop in housing values in the greater Seattle area.
Yeah, and that, unfortunately, they don't really go into a lot of detail on exactly how they came to that conclusion, but their prediction for Seattle was actually the biggest drop that they're forecasting of the 20 metro areas that they analyzed, which I thought was pretty surprising.
That's a really big number. They must think that the Seattle market is still way overpriced.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it may have to do with the fact that we seem to sort of be behind the curve from a lot of the other metro markets around the country on this whole housing burst. We haven't fallen as far as some other comparable areas yet, and I think maybe that's factoring into their calculations. But again, my personal assessment is more continuing drops maybe in the range of 10% over the next 2 years, so not nearly as extreme, but I still don't think we're quite done yet.
Is
part of the reason why you see this continuing to drop because of where the economy is in the state of Washington? We're just not creating jobs and people are afraid to buy houses and move and that sort of thing?
You know, that's definitely part of the driving factor there, yeah. Here in the Seattle area specifically also, I think it's just that housing prices were correcting. They were on a path to really correct down to a point that was more sustainable compared to, you know, fundamental factors like local rents and local incomes. And then all the government incentives that we saw over the last year with the really low mortgage rates and the home tax credit, those kind of things, sort of halted our correction just before we got to kind of that equilibrium point.
Well, Tim, I, for one, hope that Goldman Sachs is full of it. Tell us where we can learn more about your blog.
Well, SeattleBubble.com. I post new information about the local housing market, news, analysis, commentary every day.
Thank you so much. That's Tim Ellis with SeattleBubble.com.